Uncle away, kids. It's story time.
Boys and girls for Jesus. This our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus. Home and school, at play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Story Time, a time when we gather boys and girls, moms and dads, and everybody else around and tell you a good story. Today's story is called Easy Doesn't. No, I didn't say Easy Does It. It's Easy Doesn't. And we'll have that interesting story right after we take a walk. The cousins tell us that they're going to walk along with Jesus. Come on, walk along with us.
I'm going to walk along with Jesus.
Now that we've had our walk for the day, let's sit down and rest for a while with our story. It's called Easy Doesn't. Now, I'm sure you've all heard the expression, easy does it. You know, many people think everything in life should be easy and fun. Oh, there was a time when Ken Hansen thought so too, until something happened that made him feel funny and very foolish. One Sunday afternoon, Ken arrived home from a friend's house where he had spent the night. He was telling his parents about the church service he had attended that morning.
Boy, is Billy's church ever neat, Dad. Mm-hmm. It's lots different from our church.
Oh, what do you mean, son? How is it different?
Well, the people at Billy's church are more bouncy or more joyful or something than the ones at our church. Mm. Everybody was talking and laughing, even during the service. And the music there is something else. None of these old slow hymns like in our church. It's really great.
Oh, why, Ken, I thought you liked our church. You know, we looked hard to find one that really teaches the truth of the Word of God.
I know, Mom, and our church is okay. But it's so old-fashioned. Billy's church is more exciting. And his pastor said some things I'd never heard before. They really make sense.
Oh, what kind of things are you talking about, son?
Well, for one thing, he said if we pray and really believe, then Jesus will answer all our prayers. We never need to have sickness or problems or temptations again. He said the reason so many Christians have problems is because they don't really believe God will solve them. If you only have faith, you won't have any worries at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, son, there is some truth to that idea. I think most Christians do need to trust more in the Lord. But you have to be careful of those who overemphasize positive thinking or teach that you always receive immediate answers to prayers. Sometimes people make it seem almost too easy.
But, Dad, Jesus said his yoke was easy, didn't he? I don't think the Christian life has to be hard. I think that's one of Satan's lies, to keep us from really having faith.
Son, let me ask you something. Does the word easy bring back any memories for you?
Huh? What do you mean?
I remember another time when you tried to do things the easy way. It was about a year ago or so. It all started in your gym class at school. Does that make you remember?
Oh, yeah. That was before I lost all that weight. I remember.
Come on, Ken, hurry. You can make it.
You're dreaming, Pete. That fat friend of yours couldn't run two blocks. We always lose when he's on our team.
But he's got to finish, or we won't win the relay. Come on, Ken, run.
Yeah! All right, guys, the race is over. Let's hit the showers.
Pete! Hey, Pete, wait up.
What do you want?
I'm sorry about the race. I know you wanted us to win.
Yeah, you're sorry. You're always sorry.
Pete, you better stay away from that tub of lard. He might trip and fall on you.
Hurry up, Fatso. Lunch starts in 5 minutes. Be sure to save some for the rest of us.
Oh, hi, Pete.
Hi, Ken.
Come on in. You'll have to be kind of quiet. I'm babysitting my little sister while my folks are gone, and she's taking a nap now.
That's too bad. I just stopped by on the way to see the baseball game. I was going to ask if you wanted to go.
I'm glad you're not mad at me about what happened at gym class. I mean, me losing the race and all.
Well, I was mad for a while, but I guess you couldn't help it.
Come here, I want to show you something. Look what I got in the mail today. I ordered it from a magazine ad.
Easy Does It Weight Reducer. What is it anyway?
Here, I'll open the package. See? It's like a wide belt that you put around your waist. When you turn it on, it starts to vibrate, and it melts the fat right off.
Does it work?
I don't know yet. I was just going to try it. I thought I'd watch TV, have a few snacks, and let the Easy Does It Weight Reducer do its job. Want to hang around? I've got a pizza in the oven.
Nah. I've got to get to the game, but I do want to see how that thing looks on you.
Okay, I'll sit down here in this chair after I turn the TV on. Now, just unfold it and put it around my waist, like that, see?
Looks awful big to me.
Yeah, it does. I guess I should have told him what size I was. Well, we'll just have to tie these straps extra tight. Here, tie it for me. You can reach it better.
Okay, but I gotta hurry. There. It looks crazy, Ken, but I hope it works. Well, see ya.
Let's see. It's already got the batteries in, so all I have to do now is turn it on. Oh, hi, Shep. I didn't see you sitting there. Hey, quiet down. This thing won't hurt you. Quiet down. You're with the baby. Hello? Yes, this is the Hanson residence. Long distance? Mr. Grady, my dad's boss? Well, my parents aren't home right now, but I could take a message. Just a minute. I'll get a pencil from the desk. Oh, no! I can't get up! Pete must have tied this thing to the chair. No, I wasn't talking to you, sir. Just a minute, I'll get a pencil. Maybe if I can lean over, I can reach the desk. Yeah, that's it. Now to open the door. Now I've done it! I've pulled the whole drawer out! Well, maybe I can pick up a pencil off the floor between my toes. Yes, sir, I know you're still waiting. I know this is an expensive call. Yes, sir. Oh, no, I forgot about my pizza. I hope it doesn't burn. Be quiet, will ya? Oh, no, Mr. Grady, I didn't mean you. I'm still looking for a pencil. Only I can untie this knot and get this belt off. The smoke detector! My pizza must be burning! Be quiet, sir, you're only making things worse. Hello, hello, Mr. Grady? No, don't hang up, I didn't mean it. Shep, be quiet. Just a minute, Susie. I'll come and get you. As soon as I get this bell untied. Hey, the front door's opening. Oh, no, Mom and Dad. Oh, Dad, did you have to remind me? That was the worst day of my entire life. And to think I wanted to lose weight the easy way. What a laugh.
Ken, remember what you read on the back of that Easy Does It Weight Reducer when you were putting it away for the last time?
I sure do. It said something about it working best with a weight loss program involving proper exercises and diet. That's what you and Dad had been telling me all along.
You remember what happened next, Ken?
Sure. I went to the doctor, and he wrote out a diet and suggested some exercises for me to do, and I lost weight. It took a few months, but I sure feel a lot better than I did, and I know I look better, too.
Do you feel your weight problem is gone forever now?
Not really. I still have to watch what I eat and do my exercises. I guess I'll always have to do that, but it's worth it.
So what you're saying, then, is that any goal worth having is worth working for. Is that it?
Well, sure, I... Hey, wait a minute. We started out talking about the Christian life. What does work have to do with that? We don't work for our salvation, do we?
Nope. Our salvation is a gift from God. We receive it by faith in Jesus Christ. But you know, the Bible does say in Philippians 2:12 that we need to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. That doesn't sound like an easy kind of life, does it?
No. But doesn't God promise to help us?
He certainly does, Ken. And we can only live the Christian life through His power. But we still have to pray and avoid sin in our life and study the Bible to find out what He wants us to do. It may be easier for some than for others, but there are no shortcuts to spiritual maturity.
Right. We have to be willing to seek God's will, to go through hard times if necessary, so that He can help us grow into the kind of Christians we should be. Remember, Ken, Jesus didn't have an easy life, nor did any of His apostles. The Christian life is a happy one and a blessed one, but it's not always an easy one.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. I guess I knew all that, but I needed to hear it again. Whenever I'm tempted to do things the easy way, I'll remember that easy doesn't do it after all.
Lord, have not promised skies always blue, flowers turn pathways all our lives through. God have not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow.
That was a funny story, wasn't it? No, it wasn't much fun for Ken when he went through all those problems because he was tied to that chair with that belt that he thought would help him lose weight. But he learned a good lesson. Life is not always easy. And kids, that's something you need to learn early in life. Don't expect everyone else to do things for you. Learn to do things for yourself. Oh, and self-control is an important word, too. Don't overeat. Don't neglect your homework. Work, work. Oh, that's a dirty four-letter word, but it's all part of another four-letter word, life. No, God has not promised we'd have an easy path in life, but He has promised that when we trust Him, He will never leave us, never forsake us. Time's up for today's visit. Remember, our staff meets for prayer every week, and we'd love to remember your prayer requests in prayer if you'll just take time to share them with us. Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Storytime, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Goodbye now.